Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's jump on the common sense retirement planning text line. Texter writes, Trump's putting the Iran deal down for the midterms. After that, he takes Carg Island. Just my opinion. Well, I hear what you're saying. And you're probably not too far off on that. I really hope. That's the plan, that there's some finishing this off somewhere. The problem is you pay them to take this deal, which was their red line. You pay them to take this deal, they're going to rearm. And retribution is coming. China's going to rearm. In fact, we've been watching China do that by train across land. They're not going to end. They want to humiliate Trump, and by they, I mean try Iran. Keep in mind, look, Iran is not going to beat us militarily. That's not a thing that's going to happen. But Iran can absolutely beat us by killing our troops. You don't think that's the case? Go look up Abbey Gate. They only need to get one missile through. How many died at Abbey Gate? 13? 13 died at Abbey Gate. Destroyed Joe Biden. Joe Biden's, in Afghanistan, Joe Biden's approval rating never recovered. Plunged down into the high 30s, low 40s. Low 40s on a good day after that. He never came back. And they know it. They don't have to defeat us militarily. And that's the problem. They will rearm and rearm and rearm and rearm. And the question becomes, why? Why do that? Just take Carg Island. Just take it. Here's the thing. If we, God forbid, have casualties taking Carg Island, and I don't think this would be as bad as people think, because we could have total control of the Strait 24 hours if we wanted it. Trump allows them to run around in these silly little mosquito boats. That's a choice. And I think it's a choice. Look, I think it's a choice he's made because guess what? That keeps most of the oil from flowing through the Strait. Where does everybody go now? They come to us. They come to us both to buy oil, but also to bring their oil to be refined. It's a multi-billion dollar shot in the arm for the oil industry at every point, from refineries to extraction to, you know, sale of final product. And in some cases, even purchase a product. There are kinds of oil we actually need. So, yes, he's recalibrating the entire oil industry in our direction in ways that are great. All of that is now being bought and sold for dollars, and that is keeping inflation down. But at an incredible risk. I mean, you got to pay Iran. Here's an idea. Just do nothing. Not keep doing what you're doing, but destroy the leadership. No, let Israel do it. Folks, when I watch that airport get bombed, you know what the thing about Kuwait Airport is? It's a big deal. Our troops flying in and out of there. People don't know that. They came for our base. They came for our base in Kuwait, our base in Iran. I mean, in Iraq, excuse me. They came for the airport and they blew it. They blew it up. How'd they do that? Radar facilities. You have to target if you're going to do it. You've got to have radar facilities. How many of them did we destroy in the last week? Three. Why do they still have radar facilities? I mean, simple question. Why would you negotiate with these people? Oh, please, 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 please stop firing. Take away the gun. We only did it when it got so bad we've got an Apache in the water. And now we're finding out in the news that Trump didn't even want to do that. He didn't want to retaliate over them firing on our troops. But Hegseth went nuts and convinced him he had to do it.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
So, folks, and I am thoroughly confused here. Again, okay, 40 times, when I say thoroughly confused, I'm not confused, I'm being facetious, but 40 times Trump has told us we're close to a deal. And Iran said, no, we're not. Turned out Iran was telling the truth. I mean, I don't like those guys, but they were right. By Fox News' account, this is now the 40th time since the end of hostilities. The president has said they were close to a deal and there's no deal to be worked out. Yesterday in the news, every country Trump said was involved, from Saudi Arabia to Kuwait to Bahrain to Egypt to the United Arab Emirates and Israel, all said, no, there's no deal. No, we don't know anything about that. What was weird, hours later, there were some signs that they kind of did, as if somebody called them off the phone and said, hey, here's the deal. I don't know if we'll sign it this weekend or not. I'm really hoping it falls apart. The idea of paying the people who murdered 7 of our troops when we don't have to is outrageous. The idea of paying the people who murdered 7 of our troops just months ago with, don't forget this, who did the satellite targeting? China. We're going to pay them? Really, we're gonna let them sell that oil. And folks, it's a massive slug of oil. Keep in mind, it's all the buildup. They're not going to just sell their regular produced, you know, production of oil. They've got billions of dollars of oil built up. What do you think they're going to do with that money? Our troops. They don't come for our troops. Why? Because they can count. How many took down Joe Biden? His presidency. Never recovered from it. Couldn't run him again a second time. 13. 13 at Abigate. That's all it'll take. You remember what the fallout of that was like? That's how they win. No oil industry is worth that. We're going to do just fine over time. We're going to do great. We don't have to do this. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. Again, I'm hoping this is some kind of subterfuge and we're going to hit them. And folks, you've got former Trump advisor Kellogg on Fox. You've got, Jack Keane on Fox. You've got all of these now folks on Fox yesterday just begging, please, please take Harg. Please take it. Just take it. People will understand if we take casualties taking Karg Island. And don't send me a text saying, oh, you're a hypocrite. You don't have to do it. I've got a child going in the military. This is why this is personal to me. So, folks, here's the thing. If he thinks that his base is going to support this deal because he tells them to, he maybe should spend an hour on X. The basic comments running like this, this is not what I voted for. I'm disgusted. Where do they see that money change hands? Where do they see it? How do you give these people a cash infusion? when they tried to kill our troops less than a week ago. How does that even happen? And folks, you may not like what I'm saying, but you know me. I lit up Barack Obama for this. I spent almost 2 years lighting up Biden for this. Every time they'd kill our troops, two SEALs dead, another transfer of cash. Three beautiful young soldiers dead, all three of them from Georgia. What did Biden do weeks later? Infusion of cash. What's Trump proposing to do? Lift the sanctions. Infusion of cash. How do you see that if you're Iran? Same way you always have. The more troops I kill, the more money I get.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.